You know what? This is the Capital Forum, and it is 12/18/2011. It's almost Christmas time. And as we start going into the holidays, I've decided that maybe we need a little faith, we need a little hope, we need a little love. So faith makes all things possible. Hope makes all things work. Love makes all things beautiful. And may you have all of the three this Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody. I am looking forward to seeing what our co-hosts have today. How about you? Tom, you there? Don't tell me he's been eaten by wolves. How about Sergey? You there?
I am here. Good morning, listeners. Good morning,
Good
Louis.
Good morning, Sergey.
Welcome to our broadcast.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas. We don't have to wait till December the 25th. Actually, it is Christmas season.
It's closed next week. They're not going to let us say anything.
Well, by the way, are we going to have our live broadcast next Sunday? It is Christmas.
I don't think so. They said that they were not.
We're not? So
that's
this would be our last broadcast before the Christmas?
That's what I hear. I'm not sure. We're still trying to find out. But if that's the case, and we have no guests today. I wanted no guests on this day because the next two, if you are here next week, do the same thing. I think we would like to conference, be together, just us three, talking to just the people out there and letting the people call in and give their Christmas wish for the world, for the people around them, for the people yet to be born.
Yes, I think it's a good idea. And also, they could express their opinion, what do you think in general about our Capital Forum? So what they would like to see, the direction or any input, basically. So
we're Sergey,
yes.
They can't see us.
Well, that's the beauty of this broadcast.
Yeah, but
we can't see each other. But
you know what? I used to have a
this
face.
This is
TV.
Invisible
yeah,
seeing, Luis. It's kind of like
more
imagining.
Sergey, I used to have a face for TV. Then I got old. Now I got a face for radio.
Okay. I want to say something interesting about news. We have some news from overseas. From Eurasian continent. How about that? Well, Great Britain still refused to give up their currency, British pound, which is good thing. We have a music. So we will continue after the break. Our calling number is 1-800-313-9443.
1-800-313-9443. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thus avoiding and undermining local, state, and national sovereignty.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's Colon Flow. Non-prescription Colon Flow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural Colon Flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon Flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million-bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Christmas, baby. Sure, treat me nice. Oh, Merry Christmas, baby. I say you sure did treat me nice. Gave me a diamond ring for Christmas. How you did, baby? Now I'm living in paradise.
We are back. Merry Christmas, baby. And for everybody out there listening, Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas, everybody.
If we're going to change the world, we're going to do so within ourselves.
Right. I agree with you. But somebody besides us wants to change the world. In which direction? Well, let's see. Before the break, I mentioned about that British government decided to keep the British currency, British pound, which is a good thing, while it was a big push to give up that. So it shows that it is a resistance going on within European Union. Also, in other three countries, the members, the parliament of those countries have to approve some type of monetary stabilization act to be on the same page with other countries. Well, let's see what it is. Well, just to be more in debt, to give up more sovereignty? I think so. So we will see how it develops, but we really have to look close, because eventually they're going to build some type of, it's like United States of America, European United States. That's what it is, basically. In other news, Russia joined World Trade Organization. They've been trying since for a while. I don't know why. What such is a big desire to do so? I think this is a bad move for the Russia, and I think the way they see it, to have more. To be on the same page with other members, plus have a legal protection. on a couple different instances, the Chinese stole their ideas to build their, you know, aircraft. That's a military aircraft. And they started to build the prototypes. And I've seen the picture, actually. It's really powerful aircraft. So, and the Russian government was upset about that. They don't have any legal way to press China to recover their losses. So that's personally my opinion. I think they would look more legal protection and get also possibility to open the door to have trade.
Yeah, I'm just listening.
With members of WTO, World Trade Organization. So while we, as the United States, we want to get out, we don't see any benefit. Other countries think they should be there. So that type of situation we have here. So we will see. We will monitor. We will continue to monitor how it will develop. But I think the Russia put around their neck invisible rope. That's personally my opinion. What do you think about that, Luis?
Well, I think that's not much for Merry Christmas.
Yes, but I thought to tell the latest news, what happened in the world.
Well, all over the world, there are so many latest newses. It happens. You're not going to change the World Trade Organization from wheedling themselves in different places. What we're going to do is change yourself, Sergey. If all of us change ourselves to find joy and love and companionship with each other and not let all that, if we ourselves stand up for what's right, all of us, nobody can ever do anything against us. Believe it or not, most of the time the craziness happens because we're all unrest. We don't do anything to really change it, not really. Most of the people who are on the Patriot end who have a lot to say, they don't vote because they don't want the government to know where they're at. So because they don't vote, in this country, did you know, some here, this one is depressing in, literally no more than 17% of the total people in the country bother registering for vote most of the time.
Really? That is very bad and
We will get about 30%, sometimes 50% of that 17% who actually vote. See, so
wow.
When you have a percentage of it, it sounds like you got a lot of numbers, but go back and figure how many actually are registered. Okay? So, you know, when you start doing the numbers, mm-hmm. the extremists win. Okay? Do you want to change the country? Do you know how to change it? Register to vote and vote. That's the number one way you can change it. Because they can't arrange or rearrange, if you would, that many people voting. If everybody registered and everybody voted, you wouldn't believe what we could do.
Well,
so that's a simple thing. But you don't need a gun for it. You don't need to have a party, although if you want one, hey, I'm for it. You don't need a pony, although after you got voted, you might want to drive home and maybe had too much drink because you really thought you voted really well. So the pony would be helpful. It might know the way home. So, really, the best thing you could do is vote.
I agree with you. But if we think about even a little deeper...
I have something to say to you.
Yes.
Go ahead. Okay. I am trying to, in a way, say Merry Christmas to you. In your native tongue. I write it well, but I don't read it well.
Okay. Well, I would like to hear that.
A K-A-K, the word O-T-H-O-C-N-T-E-A, I'm sorry, Anne's writing, V-H-O. Now, what would that say?
Wow. It doesn't sound like Merry Christmas at all.
It's working on it. The X-P-N-C-T-O-P.
No, let me just say it. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Рождеством.
Oh,
one more time.
Рождеством. Okay. So we have Merry Christmas. Now, Sergey?
It is in Russian.
Yes. How would you wish people a real Merry Christmas this year?
Well, here is my wish for our listeners, for our network, Republic Broadcasting Network. Wish you Merry Christmas. What do I mean by that? This time of the season is very special when we have to really stop what we're doing and think about the purpose of it, you know, why we have this holiday, the origin, where it comes from, you know, respect that and carry through the year that belief, because that is very powerful. Because if we don't believe in that, so we'll pay for it. And unfortunately, we already pay for it that way. I wish to all of you have a peace in your heart, in your family, with friends, relatives, peace on earth, in the entire world. That is a peaceful message, you know. For our network specifically, continue to deliver the good messages to our listeners and expand their network. For our listeners, be proactive. Pay attention to this network. Support the way you can. Just spread the world by word of the mouth using the modern technologies, you know. And
I got some technologies for you.
Yes, and for us...
This is way back, technologies.
Yes, and for us, I think we should go to the next level, Luis, and continue what we've been doing just on different level. I think that's about time.
Okay, now my turn. We have a commercial. When we come back, I'll have to say, may the joy and happiness of snow, may the joy and happiness of snow on you, may the bells jingle for you, may Santa be extra good to you, and Merry Christmas.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life.
Hi, my name is Don Wiskin, and I am always telling people that Extendivite can extend your life. Well, remember Russ and how his future was uncertain after his heart attack? We can now go to 1 year on Extendivite for Russ, and this is what he is saying now.
My name is Russ, and I want to update you on how Extendivite has been working for me. It has been 1 year now, and my doctor is amazed. He has never seen anyone get better after the heart attack I had. He could find nothing wrong with me and has reduced my medications. I feel like I have a new lease on life and would recommend Extendivite to everyone.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is excellent. I just loved it.
Yes. Thank you, Tom. That was good. Merry Christmas. Georgia, Texas! Are you there?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, George. Yeah, Merry Christmas. What I want for Christmas is all those Tea Party Republicans that we mail them testosterone for Christmas.
In other words, you're saying you want lower posterity?
No, I want them to all have testosterone because I hate to say this, but we got to send out a search party for their testicles. I mean, because
that's what I said, lower posterity. I was trying to be nice.
Oh yeah, it's just like Yeah, it's just like nobody in Congress is holding this president accountable, saying, no, you may not implement.
Oh, they don't do any president accountable. This is, George, this is Christmas, so we cannot tell a lie, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There hasn't been a president who's followed the Constitution for a very long time. Okay, there hasn't been a people who held the Congress or the presidency accountable for a very long time. Not Republican, not Democrat, I don't know, not RoboCop, okay, whatever it is. We don't do it. So how can we give, let's see, a message of hope? Okay, because we're not going to get Viagra via Republican or Democrat.
Oh,
why not?
We just said the Viagra.
Yes, let them, all of them will have a side effect. Let them feel that.
Well, you know, it's going to be the people that's going to have to grab the reins of power away from this government. You know, and the thing is, you know, this might be the last Christmas we celebrate as a free people. The way things are going, you know, many of us could be in Guantanamo Bay.
But it may be the first Christmas that we change, the last Christmas we're saying, the first Christmas, that we change our rhetoric and we change what we do to do it unilaterally across the board and change our lives.
Well, it all starts with us. You know, one thing, I sat there and, you know, I was at my son's pizza Christmas party. And I picked up this coupon, and it said, Domino's Pizza, open Christmas Day, deliveries and all. And I said, this ain't right. I said, personally, I think we ought to go back for all unessential businesses should be closed on Sunday.
I agree.
What about people who are alone or they're stuck traveling? Okay, I'm gonna opt not with you here. Because if you remember something, that Jesus actually opened his doors, his walked the people on the Sabbath and broke the very Sabbath that was supposed to be ultra sacred and told them that they knew not what they did. Because is there not love and joy? Is there not compassion on the Sabbath? And that says, yes, there is. So I'll stick with that guy who made a point of telling Jewish people, who, by the way, I'm related to, that their strict code of not doing anything except, you know, in spiritual holidays, that was not showing compassion, nor was it showing love.
Well, I said unessential. I mean, hotels and restaurants near the interstate, that's fine. I'll wait on the other side.
You hold on, George. Merry Christmas, everybody. And Merry Christmas, George.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
George, you were saying something on the commercial. I wanted you to say for everybody.
Well, you know, the thing is, Louise, when I was growing up, I was raised in New Jersey. Nothing was open on Sunday, but all my family and the community acted together. We went to church, and after church, we all had a barbecue, and the neighbors would sit, my parents and the neighbors would all sit down, and they would talk politics and stuff. And they get into some very heated debates. But this was the time for everybody to get together and talk, communicate with each other.
Yeah, was it nice?
Yeah, it was nice.
Of course.
Hey, he's from my neighborhood almost. I'm on the New York side. And let me tell you something. All of a sudden, someone gets their idea, the block party's going to happen. It takes one person, and it takes a little bit of fun. And they invite the next neighbor, the next one, and the next thing you do, the half of the town is blocked off and you can't get through because everybody's having a good time right there. Am I right, George?
Well, we just had barbecues like chicken, hamburgers, hot dogs, you know, stuff like that. You know, I didn't know what bratwurst was yet. So
I was really
Wisconsin.
Happy.
What's that?
I had some 500 and some odd people send me Christmas poems, Christmas messages. And I wanted to kind of share some of them with everybody, and no matter where you're at. One is, I wish you a lovely Xmas, Christmas. I wish you favorable winds, that you'll be sailed back to those people you love. I wish you an enjoyable time with those people who will share with you. And shall you not have lack in your Christmas, and thy Lord shall provide to you a Merry Christmas through love and mutuality. I thought that was kind of nice.
Louise, you want to know that song, 12 Days of Christmas?
Yes.
You know that song all the way goes from already December 25th to Russian Orthodox Christmas.
I know that.
Yeah. The 12 days of Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Russia is going to celebrate that start from January the 1st till January the 10th. That's 10 days.
Yeah, but, Sergey, could you tell a tale of Father Frost? That's like the Russian version of Santa Claus.
Yeah, in Russian, actually, it's a Ded Moroz. Grandfather Frost.
But what's the fable?
What you're saying here is that grumpy Father Frost is your Santa Claus? This is why you're this way. I now know. Thank you,
Santa Claus, yes. It's
for
Santa
explaining
Claus.
George, thank you for explaining to us why Sergey.
No, it has nothing to do with the Christmas. Now, let me explain. This is just, it's like a Santa Claus. Santa Claus, does Santa Claus associate with the Christmas somehow? Why? The same Santa Claus in Russia was, you know, associated to that period of time. Personally, I don't agree with that, but they don't have the same mix as we have here in the United States. Because the way it looks like, okay, it's like you ask children, okay, what do you know about the Christmas? Oh, when Santa Claus brings me a toy. Okay. So, over there, it's associated more with New Year, basically. Happy New Year mode. So, everybody in the mood of the New Year celebration and all that. But Christmas just happened to be within those 10 days. And it has exact date. So it's kind of, I would say, a little mix within, but at the same token, it is separated from the Christmas itself. That's kind of interesting. So I hope, George, you will find out yourself how it is.
Well, I can't go to Russia not till the spring because I went to the doctor's. And they said because the climate I was raised in Florida and in Texas in the South, they said those winters in Russia will be brutal to me because my blood's so thin.
So what?
No, but if you have thin blood, you know, it's very difficult for your body to adjust.
So you worry about your blood will freeze or?
No, it's just my body's climatized very differently.
You just dressed up warm? And don't worry about
it. Well, this is what the doctor said. There goes, my sinuses couldn't take it. Take the cold air.
Well, I can talk about that and more of the air you would like to.
Well, but this is the thing is, and besides, I tried getting a flight out December 27th. I can't get a flight out. All the Russians and Americans are going over there before New Year's. Everybody's flying to Russia.
I've got a bunch of people chiming in. I mean, really, I mean, chiming in like crazy on my, from Women's U Radio who listen in. And by the way, George, you are married, right?
No, not yet.
You're not. Well, do you have a significant other?
Oh, I plan on it.
Okay, well, we'll have to talk later. I've got about three ladies who are wondering whether or not you're hooked up.
Oh, Sergey knows that.
Well, I mean, these are for the ladies who are chiming in off Women's View. Anyway, we have another caller over there. George, do you want to give another Christmas message before we move on to Arthur? We see Arthur.
Well, I just say what I want for Christmas is everybody to get down on their knees and ask God for wisdom and direction. Not so much to ask what we want, but ask God to give us the courage and the wisdom to stand up for what we're going to face so we can overcome and adapt so we can get our country back so that we can stay the beacon of hope and freedom for the world.
Amen.
That's what I want.
If I ever heard one.
Very good.
All right. Well, thank you, Sergey. Thank you, Louise.
Thank you, George.
God bless. God bless. And I'm allowed to say that. So God bless.
Thank you, George.
And Merry Christmas. We'll probably see you on the second hour. Okay. Arthur, are you there?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning, Arthur.
Oh, it's been a long drive. We had to travel about 2,000 miles to get back here to Georgia to spend the holidays with our family, even though I'm not a holiday celebrating kind of guy. But it's been a long time since my children saw their grandparents, so they decided they wanted to come back for a while and visit. But George is kind of what instigated me to call.
Oh, he's an instigator. Now that you told me that.
I'm probably going to make George mad, and probably a lot of other people out there mad by what I'm about to say. But that's okay, because I believe in speaking truth to fact. I taught my children as they were growing up the Ten Commandments, but I'd only taught them as God's law, nature's law. We don't wear the label Christian, even though we do all, each one of us, have our own Bible, and we've got scribble marks in all the margins where we've made notes and things like that, which is, and I told my children it's okay to do that, because if it helps you to understand what you're reading, then so be it. That's what your God wants you to do, if you feel so led. But, I don't call myself a religious person. I'm more of a spiritual person. I don't focus on any one religion or anything like that. But I would remind those like George and others who believe that everything non-essential should be shut down on Sunday, I will refer you to the story in which Christ said, if a man's sheep should fall into a hole on Sunday, you see where I'm going with this?
Not take it out. Yes.
Okay, now. Here's my attitude. I don't care if you're Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Judy, whatever. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. No one has the right or the authority to tell you what you can and cannot do on any particular day. You want to open shop on Sunday? Go for it. It's your deal. Do it your way. This means you won't find anyone any more hardcore on the Constitution than I am. You have the right to choose for yourself what you want to do from one day to the next. I work 7 days a week, and no one dare tells me that I can't work on Sunday. No one would dare tell me that. Because I don't let anyone tell me what I can and cannot do on a particular day.
No one has the right.
No one.
No one has the right. Not the let's say the spiritual right, the religious right, they have no constitutional right. Okay, when we say we fight for the rights, but then they are willing to take away everything else,
exactly.
It's no different than abortion. It's no different than, whether it is, I don't care what it is. When anyone says, you know, I have a right to tell you, then you have broken the very constitution you say you're fighting for.
Exactly, and this is what I've been trying to get through to people for the longest time. I don't know how many times I've called RBN when they start bashing Christians or bashing homosexuals or bashing Islam or bashing whatever. Why are you alienating the very people you claim to be fighting for? Who the hell are you, not you, but when I listen, when I talk to people, I ask them, who the hell are you to tell that woman she can't have an abortion? What gives you that right? Who the hell are you to tell those two men to get married? What they're doing hurting you in any way? No, it's not. Then sit down and shut up. This is what I try to get people to understand. How can you claim to be so for the Constitution, but then you turn right around and you start criticizing the very people you should be making allies of?
Yeah, Arthur, then if you want to change it, you do so through love. You do so through conversation, not with you and me, but the person who you think needs education. If they say, go play with yourself someplace else, then you take that heed.
Okay, yeah.
By the way, are you married?
I've been separated for a little over 3 years. We're working on a divorce, but money's kind of tight at the moment. We don't consider ourselves married anymore. We just can't afford the divorce.
Engaged. You hear me?
Huh?
Because if I wasn't already remarried, we would be dating right now.
Probably. I'm looking for somebody.
I have been saying this for so long. Thank you for saying it.
I've been trying to get people to understand this concept for a long time, and this is what I do. Whenever I'm in town and I hear people talking like this, I get right into the conversation, and I make them madder than heck.
Well, I don't think it's mad. I think you're right. You're absolutely right. How can you say you believe in the Constitution, the freedom thereof, and say, I have a right to limit your freedom because my freedom is better?
I mean, after all,
right.
The right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, if those two guys are going to be happy being married together, and what they're doing isn't hurting the guy next door, then why should the guy next door care what they do?
Janet in Florida, she's chimed in on here, and I'll put it on there. She says, from home to home and heart to heart, from one place to another, the warmth of Christmas, the joy of Christmas, brings us all closer to each other. And she says, amen, Arthur.
Well, I'm glad to know that there's someone else out there who agrees with this concept, but until we can get this drilled into the people's heads, that if you're going to stand on the Constitution, then you must stand on the Constitution all the way, and not only up until, you can't. If you're going to stand on the Constitution, you stand on it in its entirety as it was written, as it was laid out, and there are no exceptions. None. It is the only way that the Constitution carries any weight. Is if we put it
into
context.
You need to call in more often.
Well, unfortunately, my brother Lee and I have gone off the grid, and so we don't get to call in too often except for maybe when we're in town and we just happen to get lucky enough to be able to pick up some kind of signal where we can tune in, and then if we have something to say, but... we're so far off the grid at this point that, we're lucky if we can get one day into town in a week.
Arthur, I respect your opinion. Thank you. But I want to ask you something. Let's say we'll take a look at the same place, Pizza Hut or Domino, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And they have workers who work in that place. They really want that to be off on that day. And management said, no, we are open. It's a regular working day, so you must come in. If you don't show up, you will be fired.
Well, actually, see, now, I used to actually manage a Pizza Hut out in Arkansas. So it's kind of weird you bring that up, because I actually was manager at Pizza Hut in Arkansas.
Okay.
And what I would do come holidays is we did a lottery, and everybody who wanted that day off could, on a piece of paper, put their name, put it in a little box. Now, I know that I have to have so many people on my floor each shift. This means only so many people can get a day off. So we do a lottery.
You
want Christmas Day or Christmas Eve or whatever day, you put your name into that box. A box will say Christmas Eve, another box will say Christmas Day. You put your name in the appropriate box. We draw so many names from that box. The people's names that get drawn, they get the day off. I had to come up with a way that was fair so no one could say, well, because you guys have known each other for 5 years, your buddy, you gave him the day off because you're buddies. No, he got his day off because he won it in the lottery.
By the way, a lot of people, whether you think so or not, Sergey, are learned of the holidays, and they'd rather be working. I know a lot of people, why are you working on Christmas Day? I've asked that question to many people. And almost always the people who chose to be there state, well, you know what, it's just me, and at least I'm able to see people and talk to people. And on Christmas and on many holidays throughout my children's lives and mine, we went and we served people in homeless shelters, in different places, serving them Christmas meals. So... sometimes it's a good thing to show your face.
Thinking about it lately. Well, we'll continue after the break. Been looking all around me, and what has come to be? Been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy.
crazy.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
I am dreaming tonight of a place I love even more than I usually do. And although I know there's a long road ahead, I promise you I'll be home.
By the way, Sergey, so that you understand what I'm about to say, whether it's people who are overseas in conflict and war, or people who are working in hospital rooms and maybe emergency dentist office, or whether it's people who are working at the local DQ. Some of us work on days we didn't really necessarily want to. But if that was the case, who would be protecting us? How many hospitals would be closed? How many emergency vehicles would not be on the road in case of an accident? And how about the guy who does and moves things in tow trucks? Okay, so I'm with you, Arthur, and Merry Christmas, and thank you for standing up for the Constitution and the real one.
Well, I do my best, and I try to be as fair with everyone as I can possibly be. That's always been my philosophy. It's how I was raised, to treat everyone as you want to be treated yourself, give everyone the same opportunities, and just, you know, always in the back of your mind, always ask yourself, first and foremost, is what I'm about to do going to impact the life of another individual? If so, how? And put myself in their position, how would I feel? And that should be all you need to dictate whether or not what you're going to do is right or wrong.
Arthur, so Merry Christmas.
And before I get off here, because I got to get going, my brother's waiting on me. We're going hunting this afternoon, or this morning, rather. Wherever you are, folks, may you have the richest blessings that this time of year bring to you, regardless of your religion, your faith, or how you celebrate the holidays. I wish you all the best. And America, we're waiting, guys. We're waiting. We got to do this. Anyway, I'm out of here. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful. And to those out there with like minds and spirits like I do, blessed Yule to all of you.
That's right. God bless. Thank you. And we have Larry. You hanging on, Larry? Did you want to say something? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey,
yeah.
Larry, how you doing? Merry Christmas.
Hi, Louise. Yeah, well, Arthur got me going here this morning.
You're going to hold on. We got a commercial break, but hold on. You're on, so hold on.
Okay.
I just realized we're jumping down our break. The things are today.
The things are today.